Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Investment advice provided on the following program is on an individual basis. Listeners should not consider today's discussion as a recommendation for any investment and should carefully evaluate before investing. This is your Real Estate Today on News Talk 1110 WBT.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the show, Your Real Estate Today. Paul Jamison, your host here, the owner of the Jamison Real Estate Companies. That's the realty practice for buyers and sellers, property management if you are an individual investor, and of course, Jamison Property Investments if you're interested in investing in real estate to build wealth or to balance your portfolio. That's why we're here. We are live today, so it's a special treat for us, and we actually even have the most infamous John Moore here working the boards today, and glad to have him here. Also, a first-time guest today, we've got Calvin Armstrong with Norwood Armstrong and Stokes. Welcome, friend.
Thank you, Paul. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, glad to have you. We got a lot of good stuff to talk about today, Calvin, and excited to learn more about you and about your firm. Norwood Armstrong and Stokes is the preferred legal firm for our real estate transactions, and just so happy to have you and so happy to be discussing some things around paralegals today, right?
That's exactly right, Paul.
Yeah.
The paralegals, you know, they're really the backbone of the transaction. They're the ones getting it done. They're the ones in the trenches. So
yeah, they're the John Moore of the radio, right? The guy that really gets the hard work done.
Right, the unsung heroes.
That's it. That's it. And also, on deck, Sandy, I hope you're there. We're going to give your mortgage update in a minute. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday to you.
All right, well, we've got a lot to talk about today. And first and foremost, I have been very, very impressed with a particular company in Gaston County. So much so that I've decided to take some of my own time on the air today to talk about them. This is a new business in downtown on West Main Avenue called Whiskars. And so it isn't just that I've seen them through the windows as they spent the last 2 years preparing for guests at Whiskars. I actually got to experience it. And I want to tell you that if you are in Gaston County and you haven't been to Gastonia in a while, you need to go because this is a first-class establishment. And Jacob down there has done a phenomenal job with it. What is Whiskars? Whiskars is a place where you can come, relax in a first-class environment, eat some food that will knock your socks off, and have a beverage with friends, have a business meeting, sit back and relax, smoke a cigar, and enjoy time with friends, business associates, by yourself. Really doesn't matter. You know, and I think one of the things I like about it is it's so unique in the format that they've put together that it's a true experience. And I think Gaston County is going to really have this as a hub for people to come. I see bringing clients there, and it's impressive. If you haven't seen it, go see it. West Main Avenue, downtown Gastonia, Whiskars. And ask for Jacob down there. I'm sure he'll give you the tour. It's really awesome. You need to go down there, Calvin.
I mean, it sounds like a great place.
It's a wonderful place. It really is. And John Moore already said he's, you know, he's going to make a shirt and go down there.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice, isn't it, Sandy?
It's amazing. I love it. I took some family members there. We just had a great time. It is very high class, very nice.
It is. It is certainly bougie for Gastonia, wouldn't you say, Sandy?
Yes, it's just right up my alley.
Well, hopefully you'll see me there because I love it there, and certainly make sure to say hello. But ask for Jacob down there. Great place. And, you know, I wanted to take my time and congratulate them for such a great job. So I think it's wonderful. One of the other things later on in the next segment, Don Harris from my office, who's down at Lake Park today, is going to say hello and invite some folks down there. But let's just start the show as we always do, and then we're going to turn it over to Sandy for the mortgage update. But one of the things I wanted to make sure we talked about today, because it's so critical, I looked at the stats this morning. The most recent stats are that we have 15 days of inventory in the Charlotte region. Friends, I want to explain what that means. That means if no new houses come on the market, in 15 days, we run out of homes. 15 days. A balanced real estate market, meaning buyers equal sellers, everybody's happy, holding hands and singing kumbaya, is 6 months. So I'd say we're a little out of balance, wouldn't you? You know, I'd say, Calvin, that this balance is a little lopsided right now.
There's a long way for it to shift before it gets back into balance, that's for sure.
Right. And that's pure economics. Right. That's pure supply and demand. So as much as you see interest rates changing, as much as you see the stock market, as much as you have angst around what's going on overseas, you know, economics and pure economics of supply and demand exist. 15 days. I talked to an agent the other day, had a home for sale under $250,000. Matter of fact, my clients wrote an offer on it and won. It had 60 showings, 6-0. 60. That's a huge number. Hope they wiped their shoes before they went in. 60 people coming through that house. Pretty amazing. All right. So, Sandy, let's talk about mortgages. And don't you agree supply and demand win the day?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, comments by Fed Governor Waller yesterday and the media have scared a lot of people about the housing market. But we really are. I mean, it's a strong market. We've got people that want to buy. So rates did get a little crazy yesterday. The bond went from 2.34 to 2.49, which caused a raise in the rates. But the rates are still not terrible. They're in the low fives for the most part. And I even saw a seven-year ARM yesterday at 3.875. Now, let's compare that to 1985 when I bought my first house. The 30-year fixed rate was 11.875% with 2 points. And we were like, hey, rock bottom rates, people. And the adjustables were at 10.5 with 1.5 points.
Dang.
I'm like, okay, we're not so bad.
Yeah.
We're okay.
Yeah. Well, that's funny, Sandy, because people have heard me talk about my first house, which was a mobile home, and I got 14% and thought I robbed the bank.
I know. I did bond money at 10.7, and I thought it was amazing. So I would say it's still a great time to buy, and obviously it's an amazing time to sell, and there's still some refinance opportunities out there. You need to drop your mortgage insurance, if you need to take some cash out and pay off some debts with higher rates, it's still a great time to do it.
Yeah. And you know something else, Sandy, that you and I've had many discussions about is truly, you know, this area, this market, this activity has all indications of staying consistent. Don't you agree?
I totally agree. Yes. A lot of people moving here. People just love it here. It's got the best of both worlds here.
Yeah. And, you know, Calvin is here with us, Sandy, and one of the things, you know, I always ask them because they're a barometer also. They unfortunately work with other realtors besides me. But we will just
Calvin.
Have to deal with. I know, really, really. I mean, you're still seeing, I'm sure, a tremendous amount of activity, right?
Right.
Calvin?
Things haven't dropped off for us. We had a little break around the holidays, which was normal with the real estate cycle, but. We've been steady for the last couple of years, and we haven't let up at all. Last year, we did have an uptick in refis as rates bottomed out there, but it hasn't let up this spring. You know, we're expecting another busy year, and we're staffing up accordingly, and
yeah,
we don't see it slowing down at all yet.
Yeah. Have you got any plans to expand your parking lot?
We're trying.
It's a good problem to have in a good place. And I think one of the things, Calvin and Sandy, that I both see, all of us see, is the fact that this market, this community, you know, when I talked about Whiskar, same kind of thing. In this environment, you know, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Right.
I mean, the climate, the taxes, the employment opportunities, you know.
Yeah, Charlotte has a lot to offer. You know, the thing that I always talk about with clients and agents is it's, you know, it's got everything that a big city has to offer, but it still has that small town feel to me.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a great mixture of people here that no matter where you're coming from, no matter what your background is, you can find your niche, you can find your group that you fit in. And I think that's what really draws people to the Charlotte and surrounding area.
Right. Going to hear more from Calvin Armstrong with Norwood Armstrong and Stokes and Sandy Dickinson. If people want to talk to you about mortgages, give me the number.
704-577-0144.
704-577-0144. Sandy Dickinson, Cross Country Mortgage. Thank you, Sandy. Enjoy your Saturday. But we've got more for you, the show, Your Real Estate Today. We'll be right back here on News Talk 1110-993 WBT. Hello, friends. Welcome back to the show, Your Real Estate Today. Happy Saturday. I'm Paul Jamison, your host, here with Calvin Armstrong, with Norwood Armstrong and Stokes in the WBT studios. And we're live today. So it is exciting to be spending Saturday with you. If you would like to call us, the number 704-570-1110, 704-570-1110. We'd love to hear from you if you have a real estate question or a real estate law question. We do have Calvin here, and you should leverage him if you have something on your mind, or if you just want to talk real estate with us, pick up the phone and call us, 704-570-1110. And with me right now on the line is Mr. Don Harris. He's on the Jamison team, and he's busy today. What you up to, Don?
Hey, Paul. Thanks for letting me get on the show today. I am calling from Lake Park in Indian Trail. They are having a festival of all festivals in the Lake Park subdivision. If you've never been to Lake Park, it's several hundred homes and many, many, many parks. They've taken one of the parks today and turned it into a festival.
Wow.
They have rides for the kids, they have vendors for food, and they have vendors that are selling their goods, and there are thousands of people.
So did you order this weather today, Don? Because it sure is pretty. So if people are out there and want to come by, you're there, and we've got a place set up, don't we?
We do. We're one of the vendors. There's probably 100 vendors set up out here. And we're just meeting and greeting customers, people that we've talked to in the past. We have packages of flower seeds that we're handing out to people because, you know, we're trying to grow our business.
Ah, a hop-a-dum bump. Where's the ba-dum bump, John Moore?
I'll have it next time.
Well, Don, I hope people come by today and find you, Don Harris, with the Jamison Realty. And we're excited to be a part of the community there in Lake Park. And we're excited that you're there meeting and greeting people. And hope you have a wonderful day. Don't if you're out and about that way, make a turn, come by, see Don Harris. I think Stacy Roberts is out there with you too, isn't she?
Yeah, Stacy's here with me as well, and we've just been having a blast talking with people. It's been great.
Community's a wonderful thing.
A couple hours left.
Community's a wonderful thing, isn't it, Don?
It's great. It's what it's all about.
That's right. Truly at the end of the day. Well, enjoy the day, Don. Thanks for calling in. And don't forget, folks, if you're out that way, stop in and see Don and Stacy at our
little booth they've got set up there, and you know they want to plant some seeds to grow their business. And exciting and good people. So make sure to give them a hello if you're out that way. All right, so 704-570-1110. If you were interested in calling in, have a real estate question, we love being live again. So we got to try to get you all used to picking up the phone and calling if you're out there and have a question. 704-570-1110. Okay, Calvin, let's jump right in. One of the things when we were talking about what we were going to talk about this week was, as we kind of inferred with, you know, behind the scenes really driving the ship, which is John Moore right now, at your business, you have people behind the scenes that really are driving the ship.
That's exactly right, Paul. And in our office, that's the paralegals. They act as the point of contact between all parties involved in the transaction. They're gathering information from all these parties. And they're the main point of contact that they're going to be in contact when they're communicating with our office.
Yeah, you know, when you and Trez and I first started talking about working together, my very first question after when asking Trez how to spell his name and how to pronounce it, because it's very unique.
It is.
Who are your paralegals?
Right.
Tell me about it.
That's exactly right. I remember when you presented that question to us, you said, are we going to be working with one paralegal or are we going to be working with multiple? And our answer to you was one. We have a diverse group of paralegals in our office, both in age and experience. So we try to match up clients with people that we think are going to be a good fit for them. But we let that work out, you know. We all have a little bit different personalities. So sometimes they mesh well and we get it right the first time. Other times we don't. But we want to have one point of contact in our office for each agent, lender, client, whoever it may be. It allows them to learn, you know, this is how I work, this is how you work, and it allows everyone to be more efficient as they continue to grow and work more and more together.
Yeah. So let's kind of walk through what happens, right? So a real estate agent begins and initiates the process, right?
That's exactly right. So our point of view is that it's the agent's job to sell the house, and then it's our job to get it closed. So we take it from contract to close. So once you send the contract over to our office, that's when we get the ball rolling on our side. We're reaching out to buyer's agent, gathering information, getting engagement letters in place. Same thing on the listing side. And that's one thing I'd like to emphasize as well is, in order for us to do our job and maintain timelines, get everything done in advance of closing so people have sufficient time to review everything and understand it all, we need to gather information as quickly as we can. Mm-hmm. So we're opening up files. If you send the contract in that day, we're opening files, we're getting information sheets out, we're starting that process.
Yeah.
We need to know, is there an HOA? Is there mortgage on the property? Are you married? Has someone passed away that could affect this transaction? All that information is vital for us to get up front.
Well, I want to sidetrack on two things. And one we talked about when you came in is a lot of people don't know. Typically, the buyer chooses the law firm.
That's exactly right.
But that's not the way it has to be.
Nope. So there's a couple things in there. So historically, the buyer selects their counsel. They drive the transaction. Generally, in this part of the state, the seller will follow. That's just, you know, it's a little more convenient. It's easier. There's, you know, less back and forth between different law firms. But it doesn't have to be that way. And that's one of the things that we're trying to establish when we form that relationship between an agent and a paralegal. It's also convenient for that agent to bring back their seller side to our office so that we can represent them, make sure their interests are being protected in the transaction, and coordinate that for them and make everything a little bit smoother on that seller side as well.
Yeah, see, because I use that on the seller side. I use that service for you. I want to make it convenient for my clients, my sellers, to come and sign the deed that you've prepared for them on their time.
Right.
And get that out of the way, get it in, get it over to the other firm. It is truly worth having you guys do that. And then when it goes over, some firms charge a small fee for not preparing the deed. But for the most part, there's a nice reciprocity around, hey, that's one less thing we need to do. and so it's accommodated appropriately.
That's exactly right. There are some fees that they'll charge a small fee, usually $100, $150 maybe, but a lot of firms don't. Our firm doesn't charge that fee. We kind of see it as a courtesy that, you know, it allows the seller to be truly represented in the transaction because at times they can feel like they're an afterthought because
right.
the lender and the buyer are driving the transaction, when it's going to occur, how it's going to go down. So it allows the seller to have their own representation so they can make sure their interests are protected throughout the process.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing is that the buyer agent is representing the buyer, not the seller.
That's exactly right.
When you prepare that, you're representing the seller in that part of the transaction.
Right.
Not the actual closing itself, but that preparation of that deed to make sure it's in protection of that seller.
Right. In that instance where we're representing the seller only, that is our client. That's who we represent in the transaction. And one caveat within that is in the standard real estate transaction, when the buyer selects the attorney and the seller follows. In that situation, we represent the buyer side of the transaction, mm-hmm. and we're preparing the seller docs as a courtesy.
Right.
So if they want true legal representation, they should select an attorney of their own.
That's right. That's a great way to put it. One thing, and I don't know if we're able to completely talk about it before the break in the next minute or so, but I wrote this down, so again, we're going off on a tangent, which I'm known for, is addendums.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things as that contract comes forward and as you are helping the buyer and in some cases the seller, there's a need for some language on a certain term or a certain condition. For example, an appraisal waiver or a repair waiver. So those kind of things, and we can talk more after the break, but those are the things your realtor shouldn't touch.
That's exactly right. So the standard 2T contract in North Carolina has blanks that the realtors are allowed to fill in.
Right.
But if there's any drafting beyond that, they shouldn't be doing that.
What
we ask our agents to do is kind of shoot us an email, tell us what you're trying to accomplish, and allow us to do that for you. And we're happy to go back and forth as much as we need to till we dial it into exactly what that agent's looking for.
Yep.
But they should never be drafting that on their own.
Yeah, gee, I wonder who does that all the time. Let me think. Me. Well, we'll be right back. We've got a lot more to come. We're going to talk about the process of closing. I'm here with Calvin Armstrong with Norwood Armstrong and Stokes. We're spending Saturday with you. I'm Paul Jamison. We'll be right back. And, of course, the wonderful John Moore is behind the board. And we're the show, Your Real Estate Today, on Newstalk 1110-99.3. Stay right there. Welcome back to the show, Your Real Estate Today. Paul Jamison, your host with the Jamison Real Estate Companies. That's Realty, Property Management, and Property Investments here with Calvin Armstrong with Norwood Armstrong and Stokes, the law firm that we work with for all of our closings. And, of course, we are live and, you know, trying to get everybody used to picking up the phone again after the COVID. So 704-570-1110, 704-570-1110. If you've got a real estate question or a question for Calvin or myself, you want to talk investment, you want to talk about your home, you want to talk about the market situation, if you have questions, happy to do that. You know, we really enjoy, Calvin, working with you all, and we've been talking today a little bit about the paralegal, who's kind of the backbone of what goes on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, their role. But, you know, the lender also has a pretty critical role with them, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, we always talk in the office about, you know, follow the buck in the transaction. The lender, they're controlling the transaction. There's a lot happening on the backside of the lender that we don't follow. But on our side, the paralegal, they're the point of contact with the lender. They're mm-hmm. they're submitting title work to the lender. And essentially what that means is, we're telling them this is who owns the property, this is any defects with the title, this is how we're going to address them to make sure the lender is comfortable lending on this specific property, given the details of that property.
Yeah.
And once we get past that process, paralegal's working with the lender to balance the closing disclosure or the settlement statement. And that lays out all the numbers with the transaction. This is mm-hmm. the money we need to collect. This is who we need to pay it to. This is a breakdown of the taxes, insurance, any aspect, any dollar exchanging hands as part of the transactions on that closing closing disclosure, mm-hmm. and the paralegal is the one that's driving that train.
Yeah, boy, they sure do drive it well. All right. Hey, Steve, thanks for taking the time to dial in. I'm trying to get people used to dialing us again because it's been so long since we've been consistently live. How can I help you, friend?
Yes, sir. Heard you need a caller, so I thought I'd help you out.
I appreciate it. You're such a giver, man. I'm thankful.
I've lived in my house now 13 years, I guess. And, of course, the value of the new home back in 08, 09. And my question is, I keep seeing different opinions in online. The market said a lot of people are saying that this year will be last year of this, you know, big profitability. Mm-hmm. So what do you see heading into next year with the surplus or you know, buyers and not houses and all that?
Well, you know, Steve, that's a great question because at every function I go to when I say I'm in real estate, and I'm sure Calvin, my guest, gets the same question, is what do you see happening ahead? Is it over? You know, is this the last year? And I love that you asked that question, Steve, because it's the question I always get. So again, I don't have a crystal ball. It kind of rolled down the hill and went into the lake. But I do have some fundamental things that I see that extend this for a good distance. And it's not just because I'm an optimist. I'm also very much a realist. And when you have this kind of lack of supply, 15 days, and you have this kind of demand where 120 people a day are moving into the Charlotte region, you have a situation that presents itself for an extended period of time. Now, there's always the footnote, right, Steve, that says,
sure.
If our country goes to war, if there is some type of a huge country-changing event, that can change everything on a worldwide basis. But
sure.
I think that things are good ahead. I don't think we're going to see the same kind of increases in value that we saw, which is a part of my opinion related. You know, in the last 2 years, the real estate market went up almost 30%.
Great.
Yeah, it is. And this year, they're anticipating between 7 and 10%.
So, yeah,
but I know, but I think it's going to slow down. I think it's going to be busy. I think it's going to be active, but I don't think houses are going to go up at the same rate that they have.
Well, as a follow-up, I guess did houses ever go down in value? Like, I mean, how can people afford this? I see people having to wait till they're 35, 40 at least to get a house because it's just hard to do.
Yeah, if you're a first-time home buyer right now, I feel bad for you. The average right now for a first-time home buyer is a minimum of 6 offers to get a house. Minimum of 6.
Wow.
So if you're a first-time home buyer and you do not have cash, a lot of cash or a lot of money, and you're having to use FHA, which is a lower down payment type loan, you're going to have a hard time. But you have to be creative. But, I mean, you make a really good point. That this inflation rate has not caught up with the way the wages have gone up. But there's a bunch of money out there that's coming from the West Coast up north into our market, and a lot of seniors like me like living here.
Oh yeah.
And so it's there's still a lot of money flowing into the market. I've seen, Steve, get this. I have seen houses that have gone $100,000 over asking price with $100,000 non-refundable deposits, cash.
That's just crazy.
And so there is a lot of money in the market. And you know where most of that wealth came from? Real estate. Real estate.
Oh, I know that, yeah. That's where I live, the neighborhood, all the people that are buying the houses. And there are either these big companies from Florida or wherever and renting them, or there are people from up north that, you know, sold a house for $1 million.
That's right. And rents are up about 19% because a lot of these people that can't buy houses have to rent. And the people that are coming, to your point, that are coming here and buying houses, like I played golf Friday. At least I call it golf. The way I played, I don't know that many would. But I played with a guy from True Homes. And you know what's interesting is I know of particular neighborhoods where these investors come in and they buy the whole neighborhood.
Oh, sure.
And turn them into houses for rent. Because they're borrowing money at 1% or 2%. Doesn't take much to make money on that, does it?
Well, does the interest rates going up affect companies like that buying houses?
No. They're still borrowing as an institution at way less than what you and I can borrow from, even at 3%. If they're borrowing investment money at 3%, it doesn't take much to turn a really significant profit on cheap money. And that's what helped us along for a good while. Rates were going up, plus you could borrow a lot more because the rates were so low.
Well, let me ask you, I don't want to take all your time, but one quick thing. So if we hold on to our house another year or two, do I anticipate having to still pay about the same for a similar house elsewhere in this area? Or do you anticipate houses eventually, do they ever go down in price unless there's a crisis? Do they ever decrease?
Well, I think Charlotte was undervalued to begin with, Steve.
Oh, okay.
So I think we are now in a burst of pricing that is a long time coming. You can look at Atlanta and see the same kind of patterns, right? So,
right.
You know, I can never predict whether something will go down or up or how fast. But what I can say is if you look at trends, and mostly trends don't lie, that we're on a good upward trend. I mean, I study it. That's what I do, right? That's what you expect me to do, to sit behind this microphone.
Yes.
Is that it is truly a very positive trend with the demand that's out there. Wouldn't you agree, Calvin?
I agree. One thing I wanted to supplement in there when you're talking about the increases in rent is what people are paying now to rent an apartment in Charlotte. They can go out and purchase a house, and their mortgage payment, we hear it all the time, their mortgage payment when they're going to own the property is lower than what they've been paying in rent, which, I mean, even though these prices continue to climb, they're still saving money on a monthly basis.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm really glad you called, Steve, because this is, and thank you, because, you know, I'm trying to get people to used to picking up the phone again. It's truly a great opportunity to just give you all a snapshot, an opinion of where we are. And I'm here with Calvin Armstrong with Norwood Armstrong and Stokes. I'm Paul Jamison with the Jamison Company, 704-570-1110. We'd love to talk to you. Thank you, Steve, for reaching out. We'll be right back. News Talk 1110 993 WBT. Welcome back. We're spending Saturday together with you talking real estate. It's Paul Jamison with Jamison Realty, Jamison Property Management, Jamison Property Investments. Here with Calvin Armstrong with Norwood Armstrong and Soaks, the real estate law practice, premier practice in the Charlotte region. So glad to have him with us in the studio today. John, you've got Sandy on here.
Yes.
Hey, Sandy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
So my question is, if you're anticipating putting your home on the market, and it's such a hot market, really how much work or how much remodeling do you need to do to your home to get top dollar out of it? Are there certain areas that you should attend to, or do you just put it on the market and see what it does?
Well, Sandy, that is a great question. Did I in any way send you that question?
You did not.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure before I answer this fantastic question, people know that I did not set you up. Because if I were to set somebody up to ask a question, that would be the question that I would have them ask. So you get a gold star, Sandy.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, so let me peel the onion very carefully, okay? There are degrees of changes that homes may or may not have to have done. So if I peel back the onion, there's the broken changes, things that are broken, a.k.a. torn carpet, holes in the wall, broken air conditioning, busted roof. There's the broken stuff, right? So in any environment, you realize if you fix the broken stuff, it's going to be cheaper than the next guy coming in and fixing the broken stuff because you don't want to. So as you talk about money, the broken stuff needs to be fixed. Layer number two, let's say there's not broken stuff. Let's say there's old stuff, a.k.a. orange carpet, red walls that used to be in trend, out-of-date kitchen, out-of-date bathroom, lots of work that needs to be done, a swimming pool. Name the things that in the previous market used to be game changers that would get you pummeled when it came to selling your house. Here's my answer to that. It is a balancing act. The biggest thing in any house is going to be kitchen and first impressions. The kitchen is the hub of the home in most cases. Any money you put into the kitchen, if it's out of date, is money well spent. Any first impression items like front door, front entryway, light fixtures, very inexpensive fixes, paint, are also well worth doing it, where you get a return on the investment. So, as I continue to peel the onion back, the great thing to do, and this market has a tremendous amount of smart, experienced real estate agents that can help consult with you to say, if you do these things in this market, here is what your return looks like. If you don't do these things, here's what you would expect. So I'm giving you a direct answer, but also one that has a little ambiguity, Sandy, because it's sometimes a case-by-case basis. Like, for example, flooring. If you had a great knockout kitchen and your flooring didn't look good, I would say get the flooring done because for that money, you're going to see an increment in higher offers. But I also say to people, in an older home, if you do a pre-inspection and you fix the things that are major, you will also get more money and higher offers. So although you can make some general statements, there's some very customized statements that vary from house to house, community to community. Because if you've got a house right now that's, say, in Matthews, as an example, or one of the hot areas like Gastonia or South Charlotte, very different than if you're dealing with a house up north or in the Monroe or other areas. And each one of those areas have different variables that matter. So I'm giving you a weird answer, but I'm trying to be very direct. But at the end of the day, as a seller, you can do less than you used to have to for the same amount of money.
My husband likes that answer.
Okay. I like it that he likes that. But I do want you, whether it's us or somebody else, Sandy, before you put the home on the market, let somebody help you rationalize what the dollars are to make sure you know the pluses and minuses of this or that. Or if you're going to make a renovation, but you're going to sell in a year, I don't want you to spend too much, right? And your husband, I know, likes that too. It's a balancing act. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Great. Thank you, Paul.
It's my pleasure. Have a great Saturday, Sandy. Thanks for reaching out. 704-570-1110 if you want to talk. Thank you, Sandy, for the call. Before we wrap up, Calvin, let's spend a couple of quick minutes on the title search.
Yes, sir.
You know, the title search, as we talk about these older homes that are now moving in inventory in Charlotte, because the newer homes are gobbled up, right? There's the title search becomes more important than ever, right?
That's the most important part of the process, in my opinion, and it's often the part that people don't understand. From the legal side, we get, you know, the whole thing is you get the attorneys involved and they just complicate things needlessly. But what the client sees when they pull up to the house, they see the house from the street or they see the interior of the house, and that's what they think when they're buying. The title search, it goes back to say, okay, this is who's owned the property throughout time. This is any issues that you may encounter. These are mortgages. There's liens on the property, judgments, things like that. So we're making sure that you're actually getting what you're buying, and you're not inheriting someone else's problem. And it's really important with these older properties in Charlotte, because a lot of these properties have sat on the market for years because people didn't know how to fix the problem, or if they did, they didn't want to deal with it. And the market now, the way it's evolved, is now it's worth selling these properties. So we're working through these issues. We're happy to do it. You know, we have to get a little creative from time to time. But that's part of our process. That's what we're happy to do. That's our role in these transactions.
Yeah. You know, the really attractive thing about Norwood, Armstrong, and Stokes is the personal service that we get. And on top of that, the fact that the title, which is the hub piece of the transaction, right? You guys manage that yourselves.
That's right.
You manage that internally. And that's why you talked about earlier getting to this early, is because those are the issues that can be the hardest to fix.
That's exactly right. We have two full-time in-house title abstractors, and when we added them, that was a game changer for us. Because if we're given notice that there may be an issue up front, we can start addressing that day one. And that allows us to keep everything on track so that we can solve these problems early and not hold anything up.
Right. So one of the things that I wanted to make sure, and so John Moore, we got to be out at 259, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So one of the things I just want to make sure of is that title insurance. That title insurance is key, and you got to have that on the property.
It's vital. It's vital.
Okay.
The North Carolina lenders will require lenders' title insurance. They'll tell you the owner's is optional.
Mm-hmm.
It should never, ever, ever be optional.
Right. If somebody wants to call the firm, give me the number.
704-529-1100.
704-529-1100. Thank you, Calvin. Great job.
Thank you, Paul.
Love,
I appreciate it.
If you want us, it's 704-846-3663. 704-846-DONE. We're here to help you buy, sell, invest, and manage. God bless. Thanks for spending Saturday with us. We'll talk to you next week, the show, Your Real Estate Today.